This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled B-Theory and Eternal Now, a defense of God's eternal now in Christian theology. This study explores the relationship between time and God's nature, using the B-Theory of time, also called eternalism, as a framework for understanding God's eternality, omniscience, and immutability. Unlike A-Theory, which views time as flowing from past to present to future, B-Theory sees all points in time as equally real. From this perspective, God does not merely foresee the future, he experiences all of time simultaneously in what I call the eternal now. Drawing from physics, theology, and biblical exegesis, I argue that B-theory preserves classical doctrines while addressing philosophical tensions around divine foreknowledge, the Trinity, free will, and creation. Paper explores time dilation, quantum entanglement, and the incarnation itself as examples of how a timeless God engages relationally with time-bound creation. I also apply this framework to events like the Transfiguration, where Moses, Elijah, and Jesus interact across time as a literal manifestation of divine simultaneity. Mount Hermon, the traditional site of the Watcher's descent in 1 Enoch, becomes the very place where Jesus unveils his glory, reversing the cosmic rebellion and asserting his lordship over both time and spiritual dominion. In this view, God's knowledge is not sequential but complete. He does not wait, react, or learn, he knows. And yet, in the incarnation, he enters time not as a contradiction to his eternality but as a revelation of his relational nature. If you've ever struggled with how a timeless God can be personal, responsive, and truly loving, this paper offers a theological and philosophical model that holds both transcendence and immanence in harmony. This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy!